Harper Perennial and Harper Audio present Here to Stay, Poetry and Prose from the Undocumented Diaspora by Marcelo Hernandez Castillo, Janine Joseph, and Esther Lynn. Read by Prentice Onayemi, Emana Rochelle, Sura Su, Rasha Zamamiri, Victoria Villarreal, Timothy Andres Pabon, Gilly Messer, Kong Sim, Harvey Taylor, and Yusuf Kamal. A note before we begin. Don't forget to download the accompanying enhancement PDF from your audiobook provider. It contains a few visual poems.
For all of us, before, now, and to come. I cannot separate my work from my undocumented identity. Alini Mello. Undocupoetics, an introduction. A voice has emerged powerfully in the 21st century, that of the undocumented poet. It is a voice that had previously faced alienation of a curious order, a bureaucratic one. The Alien and Sedition Acts of 1798 and the Chinese Exclusion Act of 1882 in particular form the beginnings of a labyrinth of systemic racism wherein aliens could be arrested, imprisoned, and deported during wartime, and foreign workers could be recruited to the United States with the promise of work and prosperity in exchange for, in fact, the very opposite, the prohibition against employment and the government's iron right to deport and exile. What determined citizen from alien was volatile and depended often on perceived international enemies, fluctuating national quotas, and the interests of those in power. As journalist José Antonio Vargas writes in Dear America, Notes of an Undocumented Citizen, the signing of the Illegal Immigration Reform and Immigrant Responsibility Act, IIRA, and the Anti-Terrorism and Effective Death Penalty Act in 1996 by the Clinton administration later, made it easier to criminalize and deport all immigrants, documented and undocumented, and made it harder for undocumented immigrants to adjust our status and get legal. Though the racist motivations for passing those and scores of other similarly convoluted laws are well recorded, it is difficult to write creatively, let alone publish, about something as intangible as status. Until recently, the effort even seemed insurmountable. In January 2015, under the banner of the UndocuPoets campaign, friends and poets Marcelo Hernandez Castillo, Christopher Soto, and Javier Zamora circulated an open letter in protest of the discriminatory immigration status-based practices of many poetry book contests, which required proof of legal residence or citizenship for submission or publication. This petition exposed the ways in which the literary community set up its very own border checkpoints, barring the undocumented poet entry. The directed campaign galvanized several landmark poetry book contests to revamp their exclusionary guidelines, marking the beginning of a significant shift in our literary landscape. Seated in resistance and a disruption of the status quo, the undocumented poet rose into a changed field. Here to Stay spotlights the poetry written by this extraordinary population. Our poets hail from various countries, cultures, religions, and educational histories. They create from within a spectrum of disabilities, live across various socioeconomic lines, and embody various gender and sexual identities. In our gathering, we issued a public call for poems written by poets who are currently or were formerly undocumented in the U.S., or who belong to a more complex undoc plus spectrum, a term theorized and coined by Erica Hirugami and Federico Cuatlacuatl, co-founders of the UndocuPlus Collective. More specifically, we solicited work from a small selection of poets who come from mixed-status families and whose own lives and experiences are
Sample complete. Ready to continue?